Village Board meeting. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everyone has to behave tonight. I can't find my mail. Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Village Board meeting. We have a group tonight. We'll call the meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Dennis.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Thank you. We will make the following changes to the agenda. We will move number 8 to number 4 or 6C or 6B. And we will move number 14, all of the items on number 14, to item 6C. Are there any other requests for a modification to our agenda this evening? Hearing none, we will move on to announcements.
We need to adopt.
Do I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
I move to adopt the agenda as modified.
Thank you, Trustee Dart. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passed. Announcements. Are you interested in serving on a committee, board, or commission for the Village of Alloway? We have all kinds of commissions and committees that are made up of citizen volunteers that help make this village run. And every year, some of the folks roll off and some are appointed. So if you would like to participate and be on a committee and make a difference here in Alloway, we invite you to go to the Village website, www.villageofalloway.com, and the information is on there on how to apply. And after tonight's meeting, I'm sure you'll want to get involved. B, April 4th, spring election. Don't forget, we have a spring election on Tuesday, April 4th. Some of the positions that you will be voting for are trustees. We have 3 openings and 4 people running for those 3 slots, so your vote counts. And we will also be voting for municipal judge, as well as the state school superintendent. I think it's every election. Do they not kind of have a friendly competition among different municipalities for greater voter turnout?
Usually they do. I haven't heard anything yet from them.
So get out and vote so Alloway can be number one. Alloway's always very close. Due to the election, there will not be a village board meeting that evening. However, for your entertainment pleasure, we will hold a village board meeting on Tuesday, March 28th instead. Some sad news. A former trustee for the Village of Alloway, Pat Collins, passed away recently. He served the village, I know, for a long time on the village board, and his service will be, visitation will be from 4 to 8 on Friday, March 17th, at Proco Lowell Funeral Home, and the funeral mass will be Saturday at 12:45 at St. Matthew Catholic Church. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Pat's family. Another little note. This past weekend, as many of you know, there was a CP telethon on TV, the CP Center, which is here in Alloway. and some of the village board members and staff members got together and answered phones and tried to help raise money for the CP Center. And for all of those who were in attendance in person and those who were there in spirit, I thank you. The village board and staff raised approximately $3,800 on behalf of the CP Center. And thank you to our residents, because residents called in and answered our call. So thank you very much. Are there any other announcements from board members? Mr. Dennis.
Just a notation that I met with Brad very briefly, and I met with Jason very briefly in regards to something that we would like to institute. It's not going to cost any money, which is a good thing. We are going to start a program where if there are people who are members of the Village of Alloway who have family members or other neighbors or citizens are concerned about making sure that they are well or checked on, and they can register the family member, whether they are a senior citizen or someone who is homebound, with the Village of Alloway, and we will make a social call, not a wellness call because it's not going to be a health thing, but we'll make a social call just a touch base to make sure that they're okay and let them know that there is somebody out there. And it will be a new program, like I said, it won't cost anything, and it's just a way for us to continue to reach out as a community to our citizens, some of whom may not be able to attend our meetings or be able to participate as the way they used to.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Any other announcements from the board? It's not here to chip in. Any announcements from the staff?
Excuse me. I do have one announcement. In an effort to go greener, we are allowing individuals to sign up for e-bills. So therefore, they would not receive a paper copy in the mail. They would get that through an email. If anyone is interested, they can either check our website or stop in the village hall and get you all signed up.
Great. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Parrick.
Just a couple items. Wednesday, March 22nd, will be the informational meeting for the residents and property owners that front the streets for reconstruction. If they haven't already received a letter, they will shortly announcing that with information. So that's our informational meeting for residents to ask questions and understand what we do on the project. This Thursday, we have the bid opening for that project. So assuming that we have good prices on the project, well, whether we do or not, it will go to Public Works and Board for information and approval of the contract. So that will be coming up in the next meeting. And the last item is, Richard Collins started work yesterday. He is the new employee in the street department. Very nice young man. He looks like he's going to be a great employee. That is the replacement for Max Hersher.
Well, great. Welcome to Richard. And Craig, regarding the reconstruction projects and the meeting with the residents, are those all the reconstruction projects going on this coming summer?
That's all of the reconstruction project, utility and street reconstruction. That's not the paving.
Okay.
Paving, that's a separate letter, and we don't hold a meeting with them because those are relatively short projects. So we do receive a lot of phone calls. We probably will have 15 or 20 homeowners that will show up for this meeting, but we will receive 30 or 40 calls from residents asking the questions and covering details that they want to know about beforehand. So,
okay, great. Thank you, sir. Any other announcements? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 4, public appearances. Is there anyone who would like to address the board tonight regarding anything that is not on this evening's agenda?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I was the former co-chairman of the Bike Ped Committee, in charge of pedestrian issues. I just want to request that the village use the money that they might get back on the Riverside Drive hawk crossings from the state to put in safe and appropriate crossings on West St. Joseph Street and at Taft. It's very important that people have safe crossings, not just the Hawk sign, but pedestrian refuge islands are very significant. I'd like to make sure that the that we follow the state guidelines and put in pedestrian refuge islands along with Hawk crossings where possible, and that in addition to the north and south locations, that we put one at Taft, and that we put an access also on West St. Joseph Street getting across Riverside Drive, which is State Highway 57. If we do this correctly, that money which we are currently spending from the stadium tax refund will also be refunded to us, and then we can use it on our parks for matching grants. So as long as we plan our spending correctly and we're lending the money to the DOT to get this project done, and we actually get reimbursed, which is what my understanding is. If we do it correctly, we can get all the crossings done and still have all of our money left over. So this is probably one of the first times you're able to eat your cake and have it too. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak tonight regarding something? Hello, come on up, Judy.
Judy Poe, 2375 Riverside Drive.
Welcome back.
What he said. Plus, if there's any money left over, could we consider maybe getting some better microphones so that we could hear what's being said from the people at the table over there?
Okay.
I can hear you, but I can't hear them. Anybody else on my side? Raise your hand.
I hear you, Wendy.
I'm not deaf. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak tonight regarding something that's not on this evening's agenda? Okay, hearing none. We will move on to number five, public hearing regarding special assessments for the installation of storm laterals on Longview Avenue, Bryan Street, and Jourdain Lane. We will open the public hearing. Is there anyone who would like to speak on this issue tonight? For the second time, is there anyone who would like to speak on this issue tonight? Come on up.
Over 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I would just like clarification on where responsibility for the storm laterals starts and ends for the private property. My understanding that a storm lateral is very similar to a finger, and at one end you have the house, at the other end you have the sewer in the street, and sometimes it bends, sometimes it doesn't. There's a joint in there. Different municipalities charge different ways in case there's a problem. And most municipalities, the easiest location to make the division line between who's responsible for paying with the problems with the sewer would be the back of the curb. The other location is where the property line actually is. So I would just like some clarification on that. When there's a tree root in the joint, where responsibility for that stops with regards to the homeowner. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this item?
My name is Steve Thomas. I live at 211 Longview. My property is impacted by the construction, reconstruction of Alloway Avenue, Longview Avenue, as well as the placement of the sidewalks along the north side of Longview Avenue. I think for the most part, the Department of Public Works have done a reasonably good job of informing the residents of what's going to happen, but I think that residents need to see the final plan, which I believe is the 22nd,
right,
as to what is going to happen along that street. So I think keeping residents informed is very important so that they know what's going to happen. I'd also like to make a pitch, I guess, for, I know that the initial plan was for an 8-foot terrace, which would be from curb to sidewalk, mm-hmm. that might be lessened. 8 feet, Longview is a is a feeder street to Libel, and I think a lesser terrace might be appropriate.
I remember you brought that up at the first public meeting.
Yes. And I think I've talked to several adjacent neighbors, and they feel that that might be appropriate also. I know in several other parts of the village, it's from here to here, so mm-hmm. That's my comments.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak regarding this issue?
I'm from 207.
Long I'm sorry, would you mind coming up?
Oh, come on. I speak loud.
We just have to have it on the recording.
Okay. I'm from 207 Longview, Bonita Parrott, and I support what Steve just stated.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this issue? Third and final time, is there anyone who'd like to speak on this issue? Thank you very much. We will close the hearing and move on to agenda item number 6, action regarding the approval of storm lateral assessment report. Is there a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second? Trustee Genring.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion? We discussed this at the Public Works, and it's our policy when we're doing new streets or major street reconstruction, if we don't have storm laterals, we install them, and the properties are assessed accordingly. I did see in here that it says that the special assessments may be paid or shall be determined at the hearing to be held concerning it. So do we have an idea of what types of payments they will be or how often the installments will be?
It can be a single payment, or it can be spread over 5 years at a 3% interest rate.
Okay. And that's a property owner's choice?
Yes. And okay. that is in the text of the report itself that went out to the residents. And then, of course, in January or February, you will have the final assessment with the final numbers, and then that will be what the residents are actually doing.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion on this item? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Item number, the new 6B. Yep. The new 6B, the old number 8. Action regarding resolution 2017-05. Thanking Attorney Dennis Duffy for his services as legal counsel for the Village of Alloway. Do I have a motion on this item before I read it? Trustee Harris.
Move to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Mr. Duffy, would you please come forward? So I'll read this to you. Resolution 2017-05, Village of Alloway. Be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to sincerely thank Dennis Duffy for his honorable service to the Village of Alloway as Village Legal Counsel from August 2003 to March 2017. His service to the village board and staff was with distinction as a voice of reason, thoughtfulness, and sometimes frank guidance on matters of great importance to the village. His unwavering commitment, willingness, and ability to understand and respond to the concerns of the people of Alloway his substantial contribution to the betterment of the village of Alloway, and to honor Dennis with a resolution in recognition of his outstanding and tireless service to the community. Passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway the 7th day of March, 2017.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Duffy. Now, I understand that in your retirement, you're going to take up marathon running. And to help you hydrate while you're doing that, we are going to give you an Alloway water bottle. And then, so you never forget us in the morning as you're having your coffee, we'd like to present you with an Alloway coffee mug.
Well, thank you very much.
And I'll put that in the box.
Okay.
Would you like to say a few words?
I would like to talk a few minutes.
Would you like to say something?
Sure, I would.
Okay, great.
God, what is this? My wife suggested that I sign up for social visits. This is kind of a little unusual in that this is the only community that I'm retiring from is legal counsel where I've actually lived in the community. And all three of my children were born in the village of Alloway. They were disciplined in the village of Alloway. They were Webster Wildcats. And I just have, what memories I have left are very fond of spending time at school functions and being the Webster dad and recitals that only parents would go to. But anyway, it's always given me a very unique appreciation for representing the village, having that kind of insight over 15 years. And then I'd like to just, it's kind of like the Academy Awards, you better remember to thank your wife. And I'd like to do that right now. My wife Martha, who I attempted to introduce to as many people as possible before we started, has really made this retirement possible, because you all know that you're in the municipal business and there's like a lot of nights, there's a lot of long meetings, and you're not at home, and somebody better be. And she was. And with all that support, I was able to have a pretty good career. And I'd also like to mention somebody that a lot of you have met and know, or at least you know her voice, but my legal assistant, Beth Stein, who was with me for almost 30 years, and that this was always a partnership in terms of representing the village. She was sort of my voice in my face, and she did a better job than I could many times, and I really appreciate the effort she made for the village. And she's a village resident, and you will also find her at the village, make a plug for the Village Cafe, and I know Brad had endorsed it. And then my last comment has to do with, I walked out of my office today for the last time after, I think I was at that location for about 37 years, which means all the files are gone, computers, somebody just has to clean the windows, it's empty. And it's kind of, you know, you have mixed feelings, and you're always kind of like taking inventory of, you know, I'm going through this transition in my life. And what's really important is, well, one, that all the files are gone. But the other thing is just the relationships that you were able to have during your life. And it really defines, you know, your wealth is. And Alloway's really been a great relationship at both the elected officials. You've always had above average bears on the board. And you've had great staff, great administrators. It's made serving and working for the public and the elected officials and everybody here just an absolute pleasure. And then I'd also like to make one final comment. I think you picked a very competent successor, and I think you're going to enjoy working with Mr. Gast. And with that, I'll say good night.
That applause was for Martha.
It should be noted that, Martha, on the first and third Tuesdays of each month, you can kick him out of the house, and he will have somewhere to go.
And while we're on that note, we did announced last week, or at our last meeting, that our new village attorney is going to be the firm of Hannaway Ross. And we have our representative here tonight, Mr. Randy Gast, who happened to serve on the village board of Alloway for 9 years, I believe.
Correct.
Maybe 10, and acted as, for a year, as our village president. So we're very lucky to have him, and welcome, Randy. Thank you for being back. Okay, let's move on to number 6C, which is the old number 14. Action regarding Plan Commission minutes dated February 27th, 2017. Item A is recommendation regarding the request to rezone 1253 South Irwin Avenue from A residential to commercial and to schedule a hearing if it's approved. Trevor, would you like to introduce us?
Sure. The property in question is on the corner of McCormick and Irwin. It has an existing commercial building on the site and has sat vacant for a number of years. It's currently zoned A residential, and the petitioner is seeking to rezone it as commercial so that she may open a coffee shop / cafe at the location. She can't be here tonight, but she assured us that she would be here if there was a public hearing. Yes, I can provide more detail if you like.
That's fine for now, thanks. So that is at the corner of Irwin and
McCormick.
And McCormick.
Last block in the alley.
Okay. Very interesting concept. We, in our village survey, people want coffee shops, and this is right smack dab in the middle of a neighborhood. So I will accept a motion on this matter. Yes, Trustee Dart.
I move to approve the rezoning.
And maybe to schedule a hearing?
And to schedule a hearing.
Okay. Do I have a second? Trustee Green.
Second.
Our neighborhood coffee lady. Any discussion? Yes.
I think it's a really exciting idea. Some of the things that came up on Plan Commission were, if we rezone it, what would happen if the coffee shop falls through? But it's really limited, and that location has been used for businesses in the past. So I believe it was a grocery store. Someone told me it was Austin's at one time. And accounting firm. So it's been several different things. And at the Plan Commission, there were several residents that lived in the area that were very enthusiastic about the idea. So
very good.
Thank you.
Seems
like a great way to go.
Yeah, I think it's a nice little idea. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve and to schedule a hearing. And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. And Trevor, you'll schedule the hearing?
Debbie will, yeah.
Debbie will. Okay. Debbie, will you schedule that hearing?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to, I just think it makes sense to do C before B. It's the recommendation regarding the petition from Cerebral Palsy, Inc., Site Plan and Design Review on Parcel AL-1149-906, located at 2801 South Webster Avenue.
Excuse me, are you going to have discussion about the coffee house thing today, or is that when you do the hearing?
When we do the hearing.
And do you have any idea when that's going to be? Because that's why I'm here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I live right next door, so.
Okay. Do we?
You should identify yourself, too. I believe it was March 28th.
It's going to be March 28th?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what time? It'd
be 6:30.
So that'd be at the 6:30 Village Board meeting?
Correct.
Okay. That's all I needed. Thank you very much.
Well, don't leave.
I have to get to school.
Well, thanks for being here.
Could you get her name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Ma'am?
Yeah.
Could you give us your name? I'm sorry, we have to have that for the record.
I'm sorry, I'm Kristen Martin, and I live at 1245 South Irwin Avenue, right next door.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we're back to the recommendation on cerebral palsy. So, I'd like Trevor to fill us in on this. This is.
Trevor, do we have to do B before we do C, though?
Actually, I think it makes sense to do C first, because we're recommending the amendment, so it would be not that important.
Okay. Item number B, I believe, will be. The CP Center site plan and design review, I believe the in-depth discussion will be at the March 28th meeting, because we have to approve a parking amendment prior to approving the site plan that is presented.
Okay. I've been corrected. We're going to do B first, folks. So B is recommendation regarding the amendment to Section 475-3, definitions and word usage, 475-24, design standards, and 475-32, parking space requirements of the zoning code /schedule and a hearing, schedule a hearing if approved. Thank you. So, Trevor, now you can fill us in.
Sure. So, at the submission of the site plan review for the expansion and remodel of the CP Center on Webster Avenue, it became apparent that the village does not have in our zoning code specific parking requirements for that type of use. So the CP Center being an adult daycare and a child daycare facility, it would fall under a general office or medical parking requirement, which requires a lot more number of parking spaces than what the CP Center or those type of facilities require. Because those type of facilities, the majority of their clients are dropped off or bused in, and so standing parking is not needed. It's more for staff reasons only, or for the aquatic center that's at the CP Center. So for that reason, we looked at amending our code, we looked at other municipalities and what they have for adult daycare centers and daycare centers, and modeled our ordinance after that. What it appears other municipalities do is they look at what is required for certified adult daycare facilities for staffing requirements and adopt parking requirements based off of that. And also what the Department of Children and Families requires for licensed daycares and adopt parking requirements based off that for daycares. So that's what is presented before you. There's also additional language included in the design standards, allowing for the Planning Commission and Village Board some flexibility for built environments. As you can imagine, space tends to be tight, and while I do believe the 10 by 20 parking stall dimensions that are in the village ordinances are great, there are certain circumstances where space is limited and you might need to go less than that. A lot of other municipalities around here tend to have a 9 by 18 parking space standard. As a point of reference.
Okay.
Which in a lot of places is really too tight.
Okay. Thank you, Trevor. So, do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
I would move to approve.
And maybe to schedule a hearing?
And schedule a hearing.
Is that on this?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'd second that.
You'd second that. You guys are a team tonight. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
Yes, I think with regard to the parking spaces and the size, Trevor may be able to investigate this further. I think there was something with the Board of Appeals a few years ago over at Heritage Hill with some of the parking they had when they did some reconstruction of the parking lot. They may have gone to the Board of Appeals to get a variance to go down to 9 foot. That may give us some practical feedback on how well that's working, how cramped it might or might not be.
Trustee Green.
Yeah, because my only hesitation with this is, I mean, there are some municipalities where they're so small. I mean, I have to admit I won't go to some places because the parking lot's just impossible to get in and out of. And with the size of cars nowadays and they're getting bigger and bigger, it's perfectly appropriate for things like the CP Center. And Heritage Hill has a great turnaround, but it's like I would say we need to be still cautious at some people wanting to shoehorn things in and making it impossible for people to get in and out. And we've all been in those lots. It's crazy. So.
Thank you. Any other discussion on this item? Hearing none, we have a motion and a second to approve and set a hearing date, which will also be March 28th.
Yes.
Going to be a busy day, March 28th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We will move on to item number C. Recommendation regarding the petition from Cerebral Palsy, Inc., site plan and design review on parcel AL-1149-906, located at 2801 South Webster Avenue. Sharper, look at that. That's the new CP Center.
Yes, this is the rendering for the new expansion and remodel project at the existing location. They are increasing their building footprint by 20,000 square feet approximately. However, their operation size is remaining relatively the same. They are relocating a lot of what is in the existing basement to the main level for accessibility reasons. So, for instance, they're currently at 105 full-time employees. After the expansion, they're looking at 110. So their operations are growing too significantly. There are some things that have been addressed via the site plan review through the Plan Commission already, and I'm sure will be discussed further as we approach the meeting at the end of March. They're looking at about the year timeline for construction beginning this April, if approved. And
great. Thank you. And if no one on the board is opposed, or if you'd like to make a motion, I invited John Syndergaard, the executive director of the CP Center, to join us tonight and give us a few words of his vision. And so could I have a motion on that? Trustee Green?
Moved to open.
Thank you.
A second.
Seconded by Trustee Dirt. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Welcome, Mr. Syndergaard.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to be here. I appreciate that. When Jim and I talked earlier today, he told me I only had 60 minutes, so I'm going to give you the thumbnail sketch. We're obviously very, very excited at CP about this project. A lot of you know that we have been at that location for since 1986, so we have been there for 31 years. I just want to step back just about 24 months. At the inception of this project, when we determined that we needed to expand at that site, we actually contemplated whether or not, given some of the limitations on this site, not the least of which is parking, by the way, which you just talked about, whether or not it made sense to lift up this behemoth and try and take it somewhere else. However, the more we talked about it, the more we realized that we really did value that location. We really value our relationship with the Village of Alloway. We think we've been good partners for a really long time. We think that our location is fabulous, in spite of the fact that sometimes we get chastised for taking up valuable real estate over there. We really do enjoy that location. Want to talk just a little bit about the impetus for this expansion. So the last 3 to 4 years in particular, our programs have absolutely just blown up in three key areas: therapy services, our child care, and our adult day services. One of the things that I want to share with you is that we're actually seeing more and more traffic
come to Northeast Wisconsin from as far away as north of Milwaukee and Madison to solicit our therapy services from our therapists, of course, who specialize in pediatric therapy. And that's really due to a recognition that we do really provide a superior project, and those folks really are experts at what they do. Let me also share that when this building was constructed, our adult day services wing was built to allow for about 89 adult clients on a daily basis. Today we're serving 140 clients in that space, so you can only imagine some of the travails that that creates, notwithstanding accidents for both staff as well as clients and so forth. The third area that we have a significant demand for is our child care, and we're currently licensed for 79 kids. We've got a waiting list today of about 10 to 12 months. So for those of you that want access to the daycare, you should apply today. And it's really kind of a blessing and a curse. For a lot of years, we have been able to serve the residents of Northeast Wisconsin very effectively, but we've simply gotten to the point where the demand has outdistanced our physical ability to provide services. So a couple other important pieces of the puzzle. As you can imagine, there's a lot of synergy between our departments: child care, adult day services, therapy. There's a lot of those individuals that come and see us on a daily basis that spend time in any of those related disciplines on a daily basis. Currently, not only do we have, as Trevor acknowledges, currently not only do we provide services on our first floor, but we have also got a number of our services that are confined to the lower level. So you can imagine with the type of clients we serve, there's a lot of difficult logistics in moving people back and forth between floors. It's very time consuming. It's very labor intensive, notwithstanding the issue with safety. And I've told this story a lot as I have presented this project around the community. About 6 months ago, we had a power outage, and we had about 12 clients in our lower level. We don't have a backup generator, and we had a lot of trepidation as we moved those clients up and down those stairs manually. So we're very excited about the project. It's about a $6.5 million investment. As Trevor mentions, we've got about 115 employees at that site, about 140 full and part-time. The facility is absolutely going to be state-of-the-art. In addition to the 21,000 square foot expansion, which represents about a 33% increase in our footprint, we're also going to do a facelift of the balance of the facility, so it will all appear very fresh, very bright. We're trying to work very, very hard to move from what is kind of a stoic institutional look to something that's going to be very warm and very welcoming. Lots of use of natural light, which you can see in the rendering behind us. And I would just add that the excitement that we are hearing and seeing most is coming from the clients themselves. Well, you might guess that staff has a lot of anticipation about the project. I can't walk through that facility without getting stopped by clients wondering when we're going to start, what color the walls are going to be, where they're going to be located after this thing is complete. So it's been very, very rewarding from that standpoint. You can imagine that staging is going to be quite a challenge with our clientele. And so, again, as Trevor mentions, we're going to build a new expansion. We're going to shift our programming into that new 21,000-square-foot footprint. And then we will slowly locate people back in the confines of the existing building as that project is complete. So we're very, very excited about the project. We think that it's going to be a dynamite addition to the Village of Alloway. We really appreciate your support. One of the last things I would just leave you with is, for many years, I sat in Brad's chair as a city administrator around the state in various towns, and I forever heard, as we talked about the expansion or providing assistance to nonprofits, why would we do that? There's no benefit in tax revenue to assisting them, to helping them. That's absolutely true at its core. When I came here about 3.5 years ago, we had St. Norbert conduct a study for that very reason. And I would just leave you with this. One of the things that they found is that CP has an impact on the Brown County community of about $8.5 million annually. We also have an impact on full-time employment in Brown County of about 205 full-time employees in an ancillary fashion. So I think it's important for all of us to understand and realize the influence that that we and others bring in that regard. So be glad to answer any questions you might have, and I appreciate the opportunity to spend a few minutes here tonight.
Any questions for John? Matthew.
Just a quick one, in terms of if everything proceeds and you're able to start the process in April, when would you envision a ribbon cutting, for lack of better words, on the completion?
That's a great question. And we go back and forth. If we can the duration of the project, if we can stage effectively, we think that we can wrap that project up in 12 months. So we hope to be wrapping that up in April of 2018. And we'd love to have you, all of you there. I guess the last thing I want to mention is no one is more concerned about parking going forward than we are. And not only are we leaving no stone unturned with our neighbors in terms of whether there might be some solutions there, but we're also investigating some off-site parking as well, because we believe, based on the demand for our services, this will probably not be the last expansion for CP.
Thank you. Any other questions?
No, I was just going to say your services to clients are invaluable, and I've never heard anybody, at least in this village, mention that you're a nonprofit, so we wouldn't assist you, and we're glad you're here.
Right.
And I think residents are, just everybody's glad you're here.
Thank you. Once again, I also want to thank Jim, you, and the rest of the board members that participated, the staff, and the telethon this weekend. What a fabulous gesture that was. 63 years ago in our first telethon, we raised $36,000. This weekend, our total was $1,265,000. So thanks to all of you. It's really been a pleasure, too, let me say, to work with your village staff. They have been very compassionate and very timely. So thanks for that.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
We have a motion to pick up the rules. So Trustee Dart, seconded by...
Second.
Trustee Genrich, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. I will consider a motion on this, or accept the motion on this. Trustee Green.
Move to approve. And schedule hearing.
Thank you. Yes?
No hearing is needed. This was...
this one's good.
This was just on the agenda as a informational or background for 14B.
Oh, okay.
Because the plans as presented need approval of the parking.
So you need no recommendation from us whatsoever.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming, John.
Thank you.
We will move on to... There's lots of great stuff going on in Alloway. We've talked about a potential coffee shop, expansion to CP, and we can move down the block by about 100 feet. To talk about our next project, recommendation regarding petition from Surgery Center of Green Bay, site plan and design review on parcel AL-2127, located at 2825 South Webster. Trevor, look at that building.
Yeah, I will apologize. I believe when I... there we go. I was going to say, I believe it skewed it when it scanned in, but now it looks right. So as you said, President Rafter, this project is about 100 feet south of the CP Center. It's currently on the vacant land. They used to have Robert U. Lee and Associates on it, but it's been vacant for about 5 years on the corner of Broadview and Webster Avenue. What they're proposing is approximately 6,700 square foot ambulatory surgical center, employing about 10 full-time employees when it's up and running. Construction is expected to begin at the beginning of this year, or at the first half of this year, completion date will be discussed by the engineer and representative here tonight. There are a few things to note regarding the site. If you look at the staff comments page, some of these things have already been addressed. Height, that was an oversight by me. I said in the staff memo that it wasn't included. It is included. The parking requirements, there are currently, so there's two parcels on the building site. 21 parking spaces are provided. They do need 41 spaces as per our zoning code. However, there are an additional 28 stalls on the adjacent property that the property owners do own. So it's just a matter of getting an easement with themselves. And they have provided a letter, attachment 3A, shows that they are willing to get that easement. And that's just to protect the village in case the property owners ever sell the building in the future. Exterior finishes. This was something that was discussed at the Planning Commission. It was not provided what type of exterior finishes they were looking at. However, at the Planning Commission meeting, it was indicated that it is likely a brick material. There is some stormwater. They do have to take out a stormwater permit prior to construction as well. And then the final thing that the Planning Commission recommended was a pedestrian access from Webster Avenue to the site. However, after speaking with your architect, who is not here tonight, it was said that the pedestrian access isn't necessary for the type of facility that it's being used. And I guess I can't argue with that either. So
is that the only issue that hasn't been resolved to your liking or to the Planning Commission?
Yes.
I just have a question about pedestrian access. What if employees wanted to walk to work? I mean, patients would be inappropriate, clearly, but I'm just thinking from the staff side, so just a question.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Trevor. Do we have a representative from this project here this evening? Could I have a motion to suspend the rules to invite? Okay. Freaking Fred. Motion by Trustee Green, seconded by Trustee Dart. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Could you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Eric Van Miller, 2825 South Webster Avenue.
Craig Hsu from Ayers Associates. I'm just supporting Eric if he needs any.
Okay. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. So what we're looking at is this ambulatory surgery center. We wanted to position it exactly, you know, as far as ease of use between Green Bay, DePere, Alloway. That's kind of our main hub for things, so this site worked out perfect for us. One thing before I forget, I know Trevor, I don't know if you have that recent email from Nick about the additional parking area on the back side. There is actually another parking area that we have in the plan, but we also came up with the shared easement between the two lots to accomplish that. If there's any questions, I can answer for you.
I just have one question.
Sure.
So the exterior hasn't been defined yet?
We're between a couple of different stone colors and stone stucco, but it'll be in, as indicated, here it'll be under the exterior compliant with LA zoning code 11.29. So
will it be good look?
Absolutely.
Exciting
absolutely.
To look at? That's what we want. We want people to drive down the street
absolutely.
And go, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what
I want to look good too. So absolutely. Yeah.
With CP and you guys and the orthodontist office, that's going to be a very nice very nice corner. Any other questions for Eric? Matthew?
I realize with coming into the process later than others on the Planning Commission and so forth, why, if from the drawings I've seen, it's beautiful looking building, why wouldn't you have the building closer to Webster to show it off and have the parking on the opposite side instead of having the cars in front of the building in between the building and Webster?
Pretty pretty much because there's a lot of different utility easements on the between the two lots that we discovered after purchase, and
okay.
this one worked out the best for it.
Okay. Just want to show it. I'm looking for a way to show it off. That's
yeah.
all.
they're also utilizing the existing parking and drive structure that's there. And they're not replacing the existing parking features, the curb and gutter, the asphalt pavement. That's all staying in place that was there when previous buildings were on the site.
Just as a matter of interest, what type of surgery are you going to be performing?
This is going to be mainly dental oral surgery center on an outpatient basis.
Okay. Trustee Green.
Well, and I just, my comment regarding your staff walking to work,
yeah.
you're in a prime location with lots of residential around you.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very walkable, sustainable
correct.
Feel to us that we're trying to expand on.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the tight parking situation, you know, when the weather's nice and people can walk to work, it's a consideration.
Okay.
So and it's so much easier to put in the beginning than to retrofit. And then the other one is, why not just combine the lots instead of doing easements?
Just the way things have been working out, I guess, at this point. So
it has been discussed to do the combination. At this point in time, when it's not planned, you can see on the drawing that Trevor has on the screen, there's multiple utility easements. There's a sanitary easement, a water easement on the right side, and there's also an electric easement that runs right along between the two parcels that are there. And those are all things we're trying to clean up as we go through this process of design to then, you know, it does allow for the potential for the owner to do more with the lots at a later date if they see fit.
Like separate the lots and the parking
there's
from the... I guess I'm just wondering why on earth you wouldn't combine the lots.
There was some discussion that the possibility of using the corner lot for another purpose later on.
Then what are you going to do about parking?
Yeah, we'll
put in the sidewalk.
Put in the sidewalk.
Help you with cars.
Did you not reference the fact that you found additional parking in the rear of the building?
Yes.
Okay, that could accommodate that need at that point. How many stalls in the back did you find?
There is an additional 10 stalls on
okay.
on the northern site
okay.
with the new parking layout.
Okay.
Right, but I guess what I'm hearing Trevor say is that we've got the required amount now to go with this building. And we've got the addendum that now gets the required amount. However, there's nothing to say once this is done and in that all of a sudden the corner lot gets sold and now they don't have the required amount.
But there's an easement on the property.
There's an easement that still doesn't keep anybody from selling anything. So I guess that's just what I'm getting at is, isn't it cleaner to just make it one whole one
right.
administratively? So just food for thought.
The easement, if they ever sell it in the future, any building that would go there would have to satisfy that easement as far as parking goes. It wouldn't be able to take away parking from each other. So
okay.
Thank you. Any other questions? So make sure I have the numbers straight in my head. The current setup is 21 spaces. We've, for lack of better words, found 10 spaces on the other side of the building, but the requirement is that we get to 41 spaces. Is that, do I have the right numbers in my head?
That's what I heard.
There's
28
heard.
In there.
There is the 28 stalls on the southern lot here.
On the what? I couldn't hear you.
On the southern lot.
But that's the other...
Correct.
Okay. But in terms of the... Get my direction straight. The northernmost lot itself, that would cover 31 of the required 41 as it stands today.
Great.
Okay. Thank you. When do you hope to break ground?
We're open for June 1st.
And when do you see a ribbon cutting? So we're excited about those.
Probably February.
Okay.
February. 7-8 months. That's what we're thinking.
Great. Any other questions for Eric?
I thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll make the motion to pick up the rules. Do I have a second?
Do you need a motion for that?
Yep.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Second.
Oh. We have them suspended. Yeah.
My name is Rebecca Nyberg, and I live at 214 Simonette, which is right across the highway from this area. And I do walk in the area, and I think it's really important with the new bicycle and pedestrian plan that we highly encourage them to connect the building to the existing what little sidewalk system we have. To I think that it's really important that we, that you make that clear to them. Thank you.
Thank you, Becky. I'll make the motion to pick up the rules. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you. I'll accept the motion on this item.
We don't need one.
We don't need one.
We do need one.
What did we just do this for?
Right.
No. So I will accept the motion on this item if anyone would like to make one.
I would move to approve.
Move to approve by Trustee Atwood. A second by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion?
I'd like to amend the motion. Move to approve with pedestrian access off the sidewalk.
Okay. Do I have a second for the friendly amendment to the... Or maybe not so friendly.
No, it's friendly.
I'll second it with just, and then we'll go to discussion, I'm assuming. But do we need do something with the motion?
No, it's actually, would you be okay with that?
Not really. I think we're putting unnecessary restrictions on them.
So let's take it to discussion.
I think we're putting unnecessary restrictions on them. I just agree to disagree on your amendment. So I understand what you say about walking, you know, to and from the facilities. I also think it's accessible from the back. I walk that area all the time. I have a really good understanding of where that property is located. I think if somebody wanted to walk to work, they'd easily get there without putting unnecessary restrictions on the architectural design and the owner of the property. My opinion.
Other opinions?
I wanted to make sure I understood the plans. Is that you'd still be able to walk along Webster, get to Broadview, and then access the property walking
from the parking lot
from Broadview. So
yep.
That it wouldn't. Okay, so that part of it would not change.
Okay, and there is.
It'd just make it easier access off of Webster.
Understood.
And there is a path at CP, right?
Yeah.
From Webster.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And there is. There's a path at. From Webster to the parking lot at CP.
And there's sidewalk on Broadview.
Correct.
And there's sidewalk on Broadview. Are you okay with the access from CP?
The more access, the better for
yeah.
safety for pedestrians. Because
yeah.
walking through a parking lot, it just if we could give people easier access, it would be safer for pedestrians.
Okay.
I understand people's reasoning for not wanting to put them in. So I get both sides of this argument. It just thinking about pedestrian safety, the least amount they have to walk through a parking lot to get there, the better. And the easier we make it for people to walk to work and feel safe walking to work, the more that could possibly happen. And we have a huge amount of residential right around there. So I don't. It's not like it's somewhere where people wouldn't walk. I mean, you have houses that are fairly close. So it's just. But I see both sides of the argument,
yeah.
too.
And a lot of the residential isn't from Webster and North. It's really from the south.
No,
so
Webster and North, too. There's quite a bit of residential through there.
Right.
So
would you be okay with a friendly amendment saying we strongly encourage?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is not unfriendly.
Okay, so it's a very friendly amendment. Just a wish that it can be more pedestrian friendly. And to Becky's point, the village is trying to make ourselves more walkable. So So let's say the motion on the table is to approve with a strong recommendation to provide a sidewalk from Webster Avenue to the parking lot. Does that work?
Sure.
Okay,
then
so
we'll go back
we
to his, we'll make it his motion.
People. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. We'll make it
yeah.
their motion.
No.
No.
Pardon?
No.
No?
So no, because we have two different people making two different motions.
Okay.
We need
all right, well, let's do a substitute motion.
Okay.
So let's say Jim's is a substitute motion, and I'll second that.
Okay.
Okay. We're having fun now.
Substitute-friendly motion.
Okay, so I'll make the substitute motion that we approve it with strong recommendation for a sidewalk between Webster and the parking lot. Trustee Green has seconded that. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
So we'd still have... the way the gentleman explained it, we're still going to have the parking lot in the same area. The amount of time or distance that someone would have to walk on the grass to get into that parking lot is minimal. So I think, you know, even though it's a strong recommendation, I think there's, in the good weather, I think people will still be able to access it if they need to.
Oh, yeah, then we'll have a cow path, and then you know exactly where to put the sidewalk.
Okay. Any other discussion? However, it won't be as easy to cross in the winter.
Right.
Unless it's today. Okay, no other discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. We're looking forward to seeing that project come to life. Trevor, can you turn on the lights? Okay, now we are back to action item number 7, tax collection agreement. If you recall, many meetings ago, the Brown County treasurer came to us and they were proposing a very different way of paying our property taxes. And that has since been changed dramatically, back to the way it is. So we are here tonight to renew our agreement with Brown County for tax collection. Do I have a motion on this item?
This is to renew existing, correct?
Correct.
Not with any changes.
With one small change?
The main one is that they would deposit our collections every other week instead of weekly.
I'll make a recommendation to do that. Or to approve.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion?
Just one thing.
Yes?
The current agreement is a 3-year term. The one that we'd be approving tonight is for solely 1 year. So we'd be seeing this again, whether it's in the same form or a different form, right after the next tax season.
Yeah. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Number 9. Amending Section 330.14D to find a way of protecting citizens by providing for what pedestrians are allowed to do in the street. That was requested by a village resident, and we have since... he didn't want us to talk about it tonight, and after reading about it, I recommend that we send this back to Public Works. It's about one of our ordinances, and it belongs back in Public Works before I think it comes to the board. So do I have a motion? Trustee Green.
So moved.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. We'll put that, Craig, you'll put that on the next Public Works agenda? Thank you. Item number 10, Public Works Committee minutes dated February 15, 2017. We'll start with 10A, retain Maiden Hunt for preliminary engineering for the North Riverside Drive pedestrian crossing at an estimated cost of $5,000. Mr. Brand, could you fill us in?
The recommendation is to retain Maiden Hunt to assist in the preliminary engineering for this north crossing. And the primary reasons are that It's technical in nature. It's permitting related. It's working with the Department of Transportation. It's not something that we do every day. And they're quite familiar with the project overall because they're doing our south crossing, and they're also the engineer for design of the upgrade of Riverside Drive. So we feel this is the best and most effective way to pursue that north crossing.
Thank you.
And the money for this will come out of our operating budget or engineering budget.
Thank you. And the Public Works Committee recommendation was to approve. Do I have a motion on this item?
I'll make the motion.
Trustee Gendrick motions.
To approve.
To approve, thank you. Seconded by Trustee Green. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
With the engineering work that they did on the south side of the village, I don't recall what the cost of that was. Is there a way for them to reuse any of that knowledge or information so that it's less than $5,000?
Not for this phase, no. If there's a design phase for a hawk crossing or a rapid flashing beacon crossing, yes, there probably would be some carryover or some sharing, but not for this. This is really the conceptual development to get a buy-in from the Department of Transportation on that north crossing and its location. So that's kind of a separate issue. On the south crossing, we have already identified that and had a location that was acceptable that we had developed with the DOT as part of the original design of Riverside. So that's where the difference is.
Okay.
And I recall from the Public Works discussion the exact location, I don't think we know for sure, but it's a real challenging area because of the terrain, topography, whatever you want to call it, and the traffic flow and the curving and all that. So it's not a simple design by any means.
That's correct. And we actually modified the location that the DOT had to move it closer to Marine Street. And then when we discussed this in a little more detail with the DOT, their response to us was, put it right next to Marine Street. Look at that location and see if that can be done there because that makes the most sense. So that's why it's kind of important to have more expertise in this because there are some criteria that have to be met to locate a crossing. Site distance, you know, traffic volumes, overhead clearances. There's all kinds of things that come into play that will get addressed in this.
Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item 10B, denial of Bauer's storm lateral reimbursement claim. We talked about it here at the Village Board and went back to Public Works. The Public Works Committee and our insurance company recommended to deny the request at the Village or at Public Works. We had a challenging discussion mainly because we wanted to say yes, but we were concerned about saying yes because of setting a precedent. But it's also if something's wrong with the village portion, we don't charge the resident for fixing it, even if it may be on their property. So where this took place, where the tree roots got in, it is at the junction of where the residential line comes into the city line, and that connection is the responsibility of the resident. So for that reason, we're getting rid of the tree to hope so that will never happen again. He knows that. And so as much as we wanted to say yes, we thought it was a responsible thing on behalf of the village to say no. So with having said that, can I have a motion on the item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve the denial reluctantly. Because it was. I mean, this was a hard discussion. So.
I have a second.
I'll second. also second the reluctance because we were kind of torn, you know, talking to the property owner. He was trying to do the right thing. We're trying to do the right thing. And then you got precedent coming into play and all that. And I think we're doing the right thing, but it's not always easy to do the right thing. So in this case, I guess we do need to stick to it.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item 10C, approval of 2016 storm annual report. Would you like to give us a quick overview?
Sure. This is an annual thing that we do. We are required to submit to the Department of Natural Resources a report on our stormwater program for the village for the previous year. So you have in your packet the 2016 annual report. You don't have in this, because we don't normally provide it to the board meeting because of the length, the news report on all the things that we sponsor through the Northeast Wisconsin Stormwater Consortium. But a lot of the public education and information is done by them on our behalf. And then we also do inspection of storm sewers during the course of the summer, looking for illicit discharges or illegal connections. That's not included in this. We maintain that report separately. In the 5 or 6 years we've done those, we've had only one time we found a source of pollution, and that was corrected. Anyway, this is the annual report. There isn't really much to talk about in this because we're in pretty good shape to date in our program. The couple key things from 2016 are that the Fox River total mass daily loading limitations that we have to meet are now in place. That's item 2 on the page, explains what the treatment requirements are that we have to meet, and that all of the development within the village has to meet that same requirement, or in combination with us and our stormwater treatment facilities, meet that requirement. And so that's being applied to any of these projects that you see that are coming up. And we did do the preliminary engineering on the next 3 stormwater treatment facilities that will come into play in the next few years. The 2 that will be on Riverside Drive at the Cloverleaf interchange of Riverside and 172, and then the Bethel Pond, which would be over here on the property that we obtained from the Bethel Church. Those are into the program in terms of working with the Department of Transportation as that project develops on Riverside Drive. We hope to be able to construct those 2 stormwater ponds along that route. What we're working on this year, in fact, we just had a couple meetings on it recently, is just a minor update to our stormwater management plan that will give you the look forward for the next 12 to 15 years to meet the ultimate treatment requirements on the Fox River, which may require addition of 1 more treatment pond beyond what I just mentioned. But this is over the next 5 to 15 years that would take place. So that's where we're at. We're in very good shape. We've done a lot of different things. You can see in the report, leaf collection is a big item in reducing pollution. Our salt use for roadway is very low compared to other communities. We have good management of yard waste, street sweeping. We do a fantastic job on that. So we're in very good shape. Are we perfect? No, we still have some things we need to do, odds and ends, to make our program as effective as we can. But I think we're in good shape, and we're doing a good job, and that's reflected in this report. So I would ask that you approve this, and then we will submit this to the DNR for a record of last year's accomplishments.
Thank you, Craig. I have a motion on this item. I will make the motion to approve. I have a second. Trustee Green. Any discussion? Good work, Craig and team. Thank you very much. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. And Craig, we have a thing for the Brown County Highway Department municipality agreement, right? although yes, that's not outlined here.
There's no action to be taken, but they're included in your information because I want you to receive the agreement we've been working on with Brown County for future highway projects. It reflects what we asked for, and it has been approved by the Brown County Board. So it still can be modified as needed on a project, but it has benefits in it for Brown County and benefits for us. And basically, the Public Works Director is working on this for about the last, I guess it's pretty close to 6 months now, but everybody's pretty comfortable with it, that it gives everybody what they need to have for good projects in the future and good cost sharing. And then I included the letter for between the Central Brown County Water Authority and Green Bay Water Utility, because it describes what we're trying to do in conjunction with them moving forward. Gives you a feel for where we're at and what we're trying to do to work together in the future.
Thank you. For the benefit of our audience, Brown County initially sent us an agreement putting a lot of the financial burden for any construction projects on county roads within the village on the village. And so, and with all the other municipalities, and all of the public works directors came to the boards went back, and we worked out an agreement that is pretty much back to where we were. The one thing we did talk about at Public Works, Craig, was we want them to put in there the ability to negotiate the sidewalks and not just assume there's ability to do that.
We've made that request.
Okay.
We'll have to see how that turns out. That's in the works. We've made that request. It's something we have to follow up on and see if we can get an amendment to it.
So that was really the only one that the village is going to be responsible for paying 100% of the sidewalks. And we said, let's keep it at the 50-50. We like that. So we'll see what happens. Okay, so no action needed for that. Any questions for Craig on that, folks? Thank you. Item number 11, action regarding T-Mobile cell lease at Water Standpipe. So T-Mobile is looking to sell their business, potentially, and to help them do that, they want people to accept smaller rents. We are currently getting, I'm guessing, $2,200 a month.
That's right.
They want to reduce that payment by $150 a month, so the new payment would be $2,050. If they cancel the contract, let's say they sell their company and the new company cancels it, we are guaranteed $98,405. And it's a new five-year term, correct? Starting now.
Yeah.
And that our current agreement is up this June.
Yes, it is.
So do we want, the question is, do we want to accept $150 less and have a $98,000 guarantee? Or say, no, we don't want $150,000 less and risk them canceling the contract. But how much would they owe? Well, they wouldn't owe us anything because the term's up in June.
No, all they would owe us is cleaning up the site.
Okay.
And the staff recommendation is to proceed and probably extend the contract with the new owner whenever and whoever that may be.
Yes, we had a situation where we actually had two situations since I've been here where contracts have been canceled. When that happens, we lose revenue, and that's a significant impact on the utility. So a small decrease in revenue is, in my opinion, a good trade-off for the assurance we get in case they do get acquired and cancel the contract, that we have some revenue to support our water utility until we get a new customer. So I think it's kind of a win-win for both parties, if you will.
It's also another example of Alloway being business-friendly.
And by the way this is set up, this is exactly what we asked Verizon to do when we negotiated a contract with them. 5-year term, and then a 12% or a 15% increase every 5 years. And so they just followed the model we already used with Verizon. So this is not different than what we've already done. It's just that we're going to have a little less revenue until it increases again.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion on this item?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion?
Mr. President, I would like to say something about this, if I may.
You may.
it's not like these companies don't make money. And we are doing more than our effort to make this work. The amount of monies that they're making off those towers, their locations, our monopoly on that site as such, puts us in a very good position. I'm not saying that we should disavow what's going to be obviously accepted here, but I think that at some point we need to look at this and realize that the value of what we have is greater than what we're getting. And that, I know that the new laws say that they can put up a tower anywhere they want. However, none of them will be located on the highest site of a ridge in the middle of Alloway. I mean, they can put it on any other building they want. They can put it on the prison if they wanted, but they would not receive the same type of umbrella signal coverage that they would get from that site. So therefore, we have a very valuable commodity, and to look at it as if it were a business-based position would be to show the strength of our position. And that at some future point in time, if in fact the company is purchased or taken over by some other company, we should look at the possibility of trying to negotiate a different dollar amount on this, a greater dollar amount on this, because they're not losing money. And with the addition of the sale of other broadbands for purposes of cell transmission, there will be even greater demand for a site for said towers. And that auction is coming up fairly soon from the Federal Mitigations Commission. And I say this only as an advisory kind of thing. I am not disagreeing with what we're going to do tonight because it's a continuation of business. But in the future, and I'm not going to be here for that, I think we need to keep our eyes and ears open and realize the value behind what we have.
Thank you very much. Good point. Craig?
I agree with what you're saying. There's no question about it. We'll try to do the best we can, but I would point out that when we negotiated Verizon,
it was a poor negotiation.
25% more than where we started.
It is a poor negotiation. $2,000 a month, $2,500 a month is not a lot of money.
No.
I can tell you, I can actually pull in numbers if you would like for other cell towers when people are paying.
And that's what we did in both of these contracts. That's what we did. We went out and went to the other municipalities and the rural locations, both for Verizon and when we did the initial deal with T-Mobile. And in this negotiation, T-Mobile offered us $1,000, and we just rejected it. I rejected it. I said, we're not even going to discuss it. We've got a prime location. And the next day, they came back with this. So I agree with you, but it has been part of our program. Can we do something better overall? That's probably something we ought to look at.
I think we should be proactive in this in the coming time frame, whether it's in whatever. We do need to be able to look at this because as a municipality, as an entity which, for all practical purposes of the village, we're a nonprofit, we'd like to be able to see more dollars and cents coming in.
Thank you very much. Trustee Harris.
I'm going to challenge the new guy at the table tonight, Randy. Just in terms of understanding a couple of the ways things are laid out.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it until Brad handed me a copy about 5 minutes ago, but shoot.
I understand. In terms of the term sheet where the rates are laid out, there's a header that's called, in the center of the page, called New Term. Section A is number of renewal terms, 5. B is renewal term length, months, 60. Does that mean that we're looking at 5 more renewal terms of 60 months each?
That would be my
for 25 years?
That would be my interpretation. That they have the option to extend the lease up to 5 additional terms when the renewal terms are each 60 months in length.
And from, again, realizing you've only seen it for 5 minutes, do you interpret it as both parties have, it's a mutual option in terms of extending?
It's really up to them. In the amendment to the lease, even though there's a lot of blanks in here presently, which will be filled in ultimately, I expect, at the expiration of the lease, the term will automatically be extended unless they notify us that they don't want to extend 30 days prior. So we don't have the ability to stop the lease from extending for the renewal terms, but they do by giving us 30 days notice. Yeah, 30 days notice for the expiration term. They can say we don't want any further renewals.
Okay. but we would then be locked in a sense, for 25 years at 12% increase over a five-year period, so rough about a 2.4% annual increase.
Yeah, because the escalation clause, according to the term sheet, is 12%, and the frequency is per term. So every, 60 months, you can bump it by 12%. That'll be the new lease rental rate for the next five years.
That's I just wanted to confirm I was understanding that, and that my two issues that I'm a little uncomfortable with is locking ourselves in for potentially 25 years without it being under our control, and then it is a 4% decrease approximately from the current rate, but based off of the current agreement, I believe we're due for 12%, so it's actually a 17% drop from where we should be come June. Again, we're guaranteed the revenue, not disputing that whatsoever. I get a little nervous about, length of contract being that long and not under our control. Maybe there's a way for it to be altered so that at least at the term-by-term basis, each party has the option of exiting.
Well, it's definitely possible. I mean, there's been no agreement approved yet. So, it's still a matter or subject to negotiation. I know I looked at one for a different municipality recently, and that was one of the concerns I had, too, was that the municipality was tied into the agreement for such an extended period of time. A couple of renewals or some renewals, I think, are pretty much standard procedure, but you're talking 25 years, and you can't renegotiate it. And that can be a little problematic over time.
So do you have a recommendation?
Well, we haven't taken a motion.
Right, but it's just at the discussion phase right now.
Is there any urgency to sign this, Craig, or is this something?
Yeah, there is. That's why I came directly to the board.
I think they say somewhere in their document here that they have a 10-day window in here, but you know what? Where are they going to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which has already expired from the date of the proposal.
We have an extension to take us through this board meeting.
Okay. We do have a motion to approve on the table. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to change that, we'd have to amend the motion.
Or make I can withdraw that motion to approve to buy some time. I'm willing to do that.
Okay. Trustee Harris, do you have a recommendation or a motion? We can take no action.
I don't want to necessarily take no action. I'd rather give staff guidance. My take on it would be to offer an amended extension proposal where each party has the option with 60 or 90 days written notice to cancel and not extend and maintain the rest of the terms as is. But I think each party should have the option of exiting within a reasonable period of time before the end of the term.
I would agree. Playing devil's advocate, they may say we can't find a new tower in 60 or 90 days if you give us that notice, but a reasonable amount of time.
I don't know what reasonable is, but 25 years.
Right. Well, I agree with you.
Makes me wary.
So,
well, I don't know if they give us a fair time period with 30 days to find a new tenant either.
Right, but we get $98,000 if they leave. Yeah. So,
but it's the tenant dictating to the landlord.
Right. Yep. Okay, so do we have a motion? Trustee Harris, or do you just want to give direction?
I think all we need at this point is direction, and we're meeting three out of the next four Tuesdays, so I think we'll have enough time to hopefully quickly get some response and act if they're looking for a quick response.
We should make sure that the whole board feels that way, though. Right? So is there, continuing our discussion, is there any opposition to Trustee Harris's?
I'm good with that.
Hearing no opposition, Craig. We want you to go back and, along with our new attorney.
attorney to negotiate a clause where we can get out if we need to as well.
To look at the terms and conditions of the contract as laid out by T-Mobile and or Blackbaud as its agent.
Yeah, well, mainly on the renewal. That's what the question's been.
Right.
So on the renewal, we have the option to get out as well as they do. Okay. Okie dokie. We are on to action item number 12, Water Main AL-2015-01, project completion and wage certification. Mr. Behrens.
This is the last item on my public works agenda
Notice Chris is quiet tonight.
You've seen these before. We completed the water main project. That was the DNR-funded project. The summer before last was the bulk of the construction, but this last summer was completion of the water main on the Webster Bridge when that was replaced. So that's why this is coming forward now, because we completed that. This is the final acceptance, most of which this I sign as the registered professional engineer, and I will do so. I didn't sign it before the meeting because it has to be dated. This is approved tonight, and I'll sign it and date it tomorrow. But there is a signature on here for the village president, and that is to certify that the prevailing wage requirements in Davis-Bacon had been met, which there's a certification by McMahon that all of the, which is page E2, which is the front side of the page that you can sign as village president, they're certifying that they've gone through all the payrolls. The reason we use McMahon for this is because they have a DNR certified person that monitors that type of work and reports. And they've certified that all of the requirements have been met. And actually, all the documentation has already been provided to the DNR, and they've reviewed it. So this is the final step in getting our last payment from the DNR. So I would recommend that the board approve this, and then we can go ahead and complete the project and get the final payment and close out our loan documents.
Great. Thank you very much. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Moved to approve.
Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 13, action regarding safety program liaison. Mr. Lang.
Well, thank you. Yes, what I have before you tonight is, in addition to a staff member's roles and responsibilities within their daily assignment, and we put this out in front of all the staff and had some interest of a few individuals, and one in particular is more than interested in taking over this liaison position. What they're going to be doing is taking the one time a year that we have our major safety training, where we bring in a contractor that performs all of our safety training and keeps their manuals up to date. This individual is going to be responsible for monthly training of staff. The intent is to lower our workers' comp, therefore saving the village funds in the future. So this is in addition to someone's normal job duties. Typically, it would be between 3 to 5 hours a month that this individual is going to be spent. It's not in addition to 40 hours a week. They will be finding the time within their schedule to make sure that they get this training done. There's reporting. They'll maintain a manual that will show all the training that is done, who was in the training. They'll have assistance through United Heartland, our workers' comp carrier, as well as NWTC. There's a lot of things that are going into this that this individual will be responsible for. And probably the most difficult challenge is to maintain, which was formerly the MSDS sheet, the material safety data sheets, Global Harmonizing System now it's called, is making sure that those records are up to date in the event there is any sort of an accident with a staff member being exposed to some sort of a chemical. So it's some responsibilities that this individual is going to undertake. Very eager to get going. He will be going to a 10-hour training, OSHA training class through NWTC, as well as some continuing education that will be provided for this individual. So I'm bringing it to the board because it is a financial contribution from the village itself. I would look at this individual receiving an additional $1,500 throughout the course of the year, which I think is... We'll see whether or not it's on the low side by the time we're all said and done, because there's a lot of work to be done. The ultimate goal is that each and every employee goes home safely every day.
Great, thank you. Do I have a motion on the second? Trustee Green.
Moved to approve.
Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion?
So, quick question. Brad, do we have, how much state and federal reporting do we have to do about what's happening in the workplace itself? Will that individual then take on that responsibility away from whoever does it today?
No.
Okay.
This individual is certainly going is going to be required to do our training on a monthly basis.
Okay.
Yeah, the reporting of any accidents and
or monthly or annual
claims and all that stuff are still taken care of by
other staff. Okay, thank you.
And this person will report to Brad for his safety officer, for safety coordinator, liaison.
And I'm sure our insurance company promotes this kind of a thing. So, yeah.
I think it's great.
It's win-win.
People taking, yeah, and taking responsibility and giving them the authority, that's great.
Yep.
We could see a reduction in cost that offsets any additional pay.
I would sure hope so. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We'll take items 15A through D as one. Do I have a motion on this item? For the consent agenda. Operator's license, village board minutes. Economic Development Committee minutes, Board of Appeals, Bike and Ped, Plan Commission, Parks and Rec, and approval of accounts payable.
I'll make the motion to approve those.
Motion made by Trustee Genrich, seconded by
second.
Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. I have a motion to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. Specifically, the sale of 535 Green Avenue Pump House. I have a motion on this item. Trustee Dart.
For closed session?
Yes.
I'll second.
Second by Trustee Atwood. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Yes.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Raptor. Aye. Trustee Dirt.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Dennis.
Aye, Captain.
We are enclosed.